Now, the rest of the story. Bruce had never had any trouble making up his mind. In fact, for somebody his age, he was uncommonly thorough, logical, and calculating. But this time, for the first time, he was overwhelmed with ambivalence. He was completely stumped. Bruce had just finished his first year of college. Summer was almost over. One of his options was to return for his sophomore year. The other option sounded like more fun, to become a professional water skier. And as far as Bruce was concerned, the choice was, well, a toss-up. Regarding the latter consideration, he was remarkably qualified. Three times he'd won the Eastern Water Skiing Championship, subsequently has competed at national level. His opportunity to turn pro had come only recently when a friend who performed in a water skiing show in Florida invited Bruce to join the same outfit. The job promised decent money, fringe benefits included plenty of sunshine and pretty girls, and best of all, Bruce would be doing something which he had always enjoyed and at which he had always excelled. On the other hand, there was his mother. His mother voted for college. There would always be time for water skiing, she reasoned, but in the long run, a college education was more important. Now, at this point, geography becomes significant in the rest of the story. You've already learned that the pro water skiing show was in Florida. Bruce's home and his college were both in Connecticut. But while Bruce was trying to make up his mind, he was neither in Connecticut nor in Florida. He was visiting friends who, as it turned out, lived almost precisely halfway between the two in Virginia. Now, imagine this. Bruce is putting his suitcases into his car. He's about to leave the Virginia home of his friends. He still has not reached a decision to spend his life water skiing or go on to college. In fact, he's out on the road now. The road leading to the interstate highway. He still has not decided whether he would head north to Connecticut in a college career or south to Florida and the life of a professional athlete. So ambivalent was Bruce regarding this choice, he was within sight of the interstate highway on ramps. Still, he had not made up his mind. But what happened is this. Bruce was on the road approaching the highway. He was in the right-hand lane when a car pulled alongside him in the left lane. In order to get into the left lane, Bruce would have had to slow down and pull in behind the other car. So based solely on the prospect of that minor inconvenience, Bruce decided to stay in his own lane, which led to the northbound on ramp, which in turn led to Connecticut and to college. Well, whoever that woman was in the car in the left-hand lane, it was she who made up Bruce's mind for him. It was she who unwittingly prevented a professional water skiing career for Bruce and returned him to college and to amateur athletics. How often in the years since then, Bruce has marveled at how different his life might have been had only that left lane been open that day. For as a professional, he could never again have participated in amateur sports, which means that he could not have entered the Olympics in 1976 to win the decathlon, to become the champion the whole world now recognizes as Bruce Jenner. And now, you know the rest of the story.